Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the LBN Hour. This is Al Crawford, your host, and hoping to be joined very shortly by Chuck Gifford. Chuck should be calling in just a moment. I'm actually just going to reach out to him real quick and make sure he knows what's going on here. So bear with me a second. This is a series of shows that we've been doing for a number of years, actually. The idea of this show is to promote networking and to educate people on what Local Business Network does. And Chuck and I have been, like I said, we've been doing this show, and I'm just shooting him a quick note to make sure that he calls in for the show, and hopefully we'll get on in just a second. Little background. I started doing this show. This is Al Crawford. I started doing this show on AM 1400 about 8 years ago, and we migrated over to Blog Talk about 7 years ago. And what we were doing, and that show is called Networking Squared, and that show is on typically on Fridays. And what we saw was that for the networking world, we wanted to have another voice, so we created the LBN Hour. And it was a way that we could do is could spotlight different things that are going on within the organization, sharing networking tips. Chuck is just a wealth of information, the founder of Local Business Network. That was back in 1999 that he started the organization. And I've been a part of it. This is actually my 10th year that I've been involved in it. And it's been a life changer for me. It really taught me how to be a prolific networker. And what I actually was able to do was to kind of take what I learned from Chuck and from others and actually take over as the trainer within the organization. And so I've actually been the trainer now for about 7 years. And I love that opportunity to be able to take business owners that are great at what they do for a living, but typically aren't that well-versed in networking and aren't really sure, you know, why they're doing the things they do. So we do a three-hour, very comprehensive training for each of our new members that allow them to come in and understand what's going on and how to network and how to do the things that they're supposed to do. And it's an amazing thing because the feedback that I get is always, I don't even know how to explain it. It's always, well, it's rewarding for me, but I guess the biggest part is just to see the difference that it makes in people. And I guess the thing I don't understand from people is that, you know, you go to, you know, if you're a realtor, if you're insurance, you're a financial planner, you know, whatever it is, you get trained, you go to school, you get certified, you get, you know, licensed to do all these different things to be able to, you know, validate who you are. But then when it comes to networking, people just show up. They just think that they're natural born networkers, and that couldn't be anything further from the truth. There's all different personalities, and you could be an engineer, you could be an extrovert, you can have all these different things, but typically you're not going to be a very good networker. You might think you are, but what you're going to find out is that in many situations, people don't know what you're talking about. They don't understand the terminology you're using. There's a lot of things that you bring to the table that people just don't get. And that's really what going through training and understanding networking allows for you to do, is to be able to get that validation and to be able to walk away with a much better understanding of why you do what you do. And to me, that's what Local Business Network has really allowed, is that you're a part of a family of 400 people that have all been trained and that we all speak the same language. And the reason that you network is so that you can find other people who are willing and able to generate revenue for you. And that's the thing that I see missing in most other networking that I've done, is that it's a pat on the back, it's an attaboy, it's that kind of thing, but nobody's really invested in my time or my energy. And so, you know, I'm working my butt off to help you, but you're really not helping me because, one, you probably don't even know you're supposed to. And if you are, you're not really sure how to do that. And so that's where the training comes in networking, is truly understanding and teaching each other so that when you sit in a room of 15, 16, 20 people, you actually have that many people that are truly interested in what you have to say and what it is you do. And their job between meetings is to create those opportunities for you. And that's the thing that I see missing in most other networking opportunities. Typically, you leave it, people forget about you, that's the end of it, nothing else is going on. And that's just the way that stuff kind of goes. So that's something that I've seen really different in the whole idea of what we call power networking. And that was a phrase Chuck coined when he first put LBN together back in 1999. It was a different model. It was a different idea on how things are supposed to be. And it's something that has been a life-changing thing for many, many, many people. I know that within our organization, there's multiple people who have received over $1 million in revenue. Now, I'm not talking, and this is one of those things that kind of cracks me up, is that I know in some other organizations, what they'll do is they'll count the transactions. So I sell a $300,000 house, and so I consider that a $300,000 transaction. Well, you didn't make $300,000 in revenue. If you made 6% on that, you made, you know, 6 times 3, so you made, you know, $18,000. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about people who've actually generated $1 million in revenue. So what they've received in compensation has been over $1 million. And there's a number of people who have exceeded that, some a couple times over. And so we've created a model that works. It's a proven model, and it's one in which we really, really encourage and welcome people to embrace and to make part of what they do on a daily basis. Not really sure what's going on with Chuck. One of the things that we deal with, unfortunately, is that we have the time change. He's down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we had said 2 o'clock for our show time. He may be on thinking on Texas time, and he may think it's 1 o'clock right now. I have shot him an email. I shot him a text, so hopefully he'll tune in shortly. If not, then we'll just we'll continue on. Just me and you, and I, that's fine. I've done the show myself before. Again, not a problem. I would like to kind of, as this is all happening, send a big, you know, prayer out to all the people down in Florida that are getting pounded right now by the hurricane. Just before the show, I was turned on the weather channel, and I saw that it had made landfall, and we know there's going to be a lot of devastation and a lot of damage and stuff. So hopefully everybody's okay, and there's no loss of life or anything, and things go well for, you know, the folks down there. But I'm sure they'll get through it, and everything will be fine. So I just wanted to kind of share that real quick. If you're listening to this show live, we do the show every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And depending upon where Chuck's at, we may be changing that time to 3. I guess I have to see where he's going with this. We had not done the show for the summer. There was a lot of other things going on, and the idea was for the summer months we stopped the show. If you're interested in listening to archived episodes of the show, if you're on Blog Talk, you can obviously look on the archive within Blog Talk. If you're on Facebook, you can go to the Local Business Network fan page, and you can actually listen to previous episodes there. I save the archives there on Facebook, so it's fine. So I'm not sure where Chuck is in this situation. So what I'm going to do is I don't want to have any dead air here, but I'm trying to text him real quickly just to see where he is at. And so bear with me for just a moment here. And I'm going to, again, reach out to Chuck. 1 second. I had it was kind of funny. I actually had a bunch of commercials that I had in my studio. And what I'd realized is that when I went to reload the show for the fall, the commercials that I had done in the past had been deleted. So there aren't commercials there anymore. So I can't, you're going to have to listen to me while I'm trying to do this with and trying to find where Chuck's at. So we're going to do it. Okay. So here's what I wanted to talk about. I guess this is my main issue, or my main thing I wanted to go over today, is the issue of social media. Last night we had an event, and in Highland, Michigan, which if you're in the metropolitan Detroit area, it's west of Detroit. And we met at a LaFontaine car dealership in the Detroit metropolitan area. LaFontaine is, I think, the largest dealer in this area. They have 20 different dealerships. And so we actually had a networking event at their location last night. And we had about 80 people show up. It's great, great event. This building, it's on Highland Road, or M59, depending upon what you're listening to. It's like a city. The size of this place is just mind-boggling. And they were gracious enough to have us there as an organization, and it was a beautiful night, and I'm very grateful to the whole LaFontaine family for hosting us. But what happened was one of the LaFontaine family members, who's actually the owner, co-owner, I'm not sure exactly what his title was, but he's been involved with the organization for over 20 years and has been instrumental in building their brand and building everything they were about. And he was doing a presentation about priorities. And what he had talked about was for the first 10 years that he was in the business, he worked until 1 or 2 in the morning, never saw anything but work. And then he got sick. He was diagnosed with cancer. And it made him really rethink his priorities and his goals in life. And he got healthy and he's well, but it allowed him to start balancing his life more and to be able to make sure that he understood that friends and family and faith and all of those things had to become the priority. Work is a very important part of what we do, but the other parts of it had to be parts of it. And so he basically shared his journey over the last 10 years. When he got done with his presentation, he took questions from the audience. And one of the questions that was asked, and this was one of those things where I was just like, oh my God, I was not expecting this response. And the question was, what part does social media play in your business plan? And I'm just listening. I'm not really, I don't know what to expect. I've never met this guy before. And what he basically told me was something that I've been preaching for the last 7 years. And there was me and one other guy that was there who was another huge proponent of social media. And this guy couldn't have said anything better for what we've been talking about. He basically said that in the last year, year and a half, they've basically stopped buying advertising and marketing. They've cut their marketing budget by like 90%. So they have a small printed visibility, small TV and commercial. And what they did instead was they embraced social media. And so what they made their entire staff do, every person who was involved in sales, is one, they made them join a networking group. And so we've got part of them are with the local business network. And so Paul Jordan, who's actually the leader of our chapter that actually meets out of their location, that was his choice, was to be part of us. And we're grateful, absolutely grateful for that. But what he said was, so they cut their budget by 90% and focused on networking and social media. And they had the best year in their history. The best year in their history. Think about that. Cut their marketing by 90%. And how do they do it? Social media and networking. So if you are a small business owner, a bigger business owner, if you're talking about a company who is probably one of the most successful family-owned businesses in Michigan, and they're ranked nationally in many, many, many categories, if this is their message, if this is what they're doing, why aren't you doing it? It's a thing that baffles my mind all the time when I will talk to people and I will ask them, what part of your business is controlled by social media? And I still have people say none. They have no presence, or they have a very minimal presence. And it's still, after all these years, it just blows me away that I can't understand it. You should easily be able to get at least a 20% return on social media. just imagine if you could spend an hour a week and increase your revenue by 20%. That is, to me, just such a no-brainer. And so what they've done is that they've taken that and really what I've been talking about and my friends have been talking about for a number of years, and they didn't get it from me. They got it from some other resource. I'm not taking any credit for that at all. But they recognize that as being, you know, the way that this is where marketing is going, and basically validated everything that I've been talking about, you know, for the last 7 years. And so I was so proud of that moment. And those of us who were who've been talking about it, we were very proud. And lo and behold, you know, people were coming back to me after the meeting and saying, "Hey, can I get some help on my social media now? Hell, I have some questions on this. You know, I need some stuff done with that." And I was just kind of shaking my head, going like, "Where have you been? You know, what have you been doing?" And so I don't know. It was just one of those things where I couldn't even believe what I was hearing as I was hearing this. Because it was somebody who was ultra successful. You're talking about somebody who was one of the top dealers in the United States and was basically taking something that we've been talking about for a number of years and was basically saying, this is where they're marketing. So it was kind of a mind blower as far as that goes. So I was just so shocked by that. And I was proud, you know, I was proud because, you know, you have theories and you have ideas and of things that you think are going to be important and are going to be, you know, they're going to be there, but you're not sure. You know, you want to believe it with all your heart and soul. And I know personally that it's changed my life and it's changed my business and everything that I've done. When I first came to Local Business Network, I was selling copiers and it was a huge piece of my business then. Now I own a carpet cleaning business and it's a huge piece of that business. And so, you know, so for, I had a, you know, 5 or 6 year period where I was just promoting LBN and again, saw that success using social media. But what I had done was basically the brand was about helping other people. It wasn't about helping me anymore. And so when I created when I bought my carpet cleaning business, that had no social media presence and created that presence and have seen the benefits of it. It's just one of those things, again, that validates, you know, everything that we're talking about. So what do you do? I mean, what's the idea? You know, how do you embrace social media with your business? Well, first is that you need to be on Facebook, right? So for every, I would say 95% of business owners, you need to have a social media, well, everybody should have a social media presence, but probably about 95% of you would benefit from Facebook. What that means is that you need to have a personal profile. You need to add friends. You can have 5,000, and that number sounds daunting, but I can honestly tell you that over the last 5 or 6 years, I've probably whittled to 20,000 people. I add and subtract all the time. And so what I've done is over through the years is I've basically been able to hone that 5,000 to make sure that it's the best 5,000 that I can have. Then you need to have a fan page or a business page, so that if I want to know what you do for a living, I can click on about and I can see what your business is. Your products and services that you offer should be featured on that page. Go figure, right? Think about it like the phone book. So that what I want to think about is that your friends are the white pages, your business is your fan page, which is the yellow pages. So if I'm looking for a product or service, I'm on Facebook and I'm asking about it. Hey, does somebody know somebody does this? I'm freaking out about this. I have an issue with that. What I'm able to do is I'm able to say, hey, here's my friend who can do this. I can tag you. I can tag your business. That person then can then click on your fan page and learn about your products and services immediately. Well, when I tag you, it notifies you that I've made some sort of a reference to you. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to message you. And I'm going to say, hey, I've just tagged you, and I have somebody who has questions about your products or services. Why don't you reach out to them? You acknowledge that to me. Hey, I just talked to my buddy. He's aware of me tagging you. He'll get a hold of you by tomorrow. What it does is it creates this whole getting a hold of and contacting and making the referral such an easy, easy thing. It's not having to call anybody. It's not having to do anything. It's actually making that contact, and it's actually creating that opportunity right then. And it's a really important way to go and how to grow your business and the things that you're trying to do, which is such an important way to go. If you have questions about social media, you're welcome to text me. My number is 586-883-5838. I welcome texts, and I welcome that opportunity to create those opportunities for you. What I would love, if you're in Southeast Michigan, is I would love for you to visit a chapter of Local Business Network. Go online. Check us out. There's Local Business Network. You can look on Facebook. If you want to check us online, it's www.localbusinessnetwork.com, and you can see our website. There's going to be introductory video that you can look at, that you can kind of get an overview of what the company does and the different things that we offer. And I'm going to hold on for just a second. Okay. I was worried about my dog's barking, so it's not a problem. So those are just some of the things that that we're looking at. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut the show a little short today. I'm going to be under the understanding or the impression that Chuck may be on again at the top of the hour. So I'm going to prepare for that. And if not, then this will be the show that goes out. If so, then I will archive this and I'll be doing the show again at 3 o'clock. So thanks everybody for tuning in. It's a little bridge show, and stay tuned for further shows. Thanks, and have a great day. God bless America.